I'm strolling through along the river, just thinking about how I've got this real visceral need to get out into nature. So most of my work takes place in front of a computer screen, and you know, some of it I love. I mean, I have done some occasional outdoor stuff, but then I also like the creativity that comes with running a business and the freedom of crafting an online business. I love some of it. I love kind of sharing stuff, coming up with design products, working with clients on their brand. But if I spend too long indoors, I start feeling really foggy and awful. And I think that's why I always struggled working in offices, because it never gave me the chance to listen to what my body needed. And now I've just been making so much more effort to listen to that. So when I am feeling foggy and really struggling to focus, I know it's a sign that I need to get outside into nature or move my body or do something different. And I ignored it for so long and used to think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I sit in front of the computer screen for so long? And part of me thinks like, oh, shall I just completely do an outdoors job? But I have tried that. And I would love to do like one day a week doing something random like conservation, or I love doing my nature workshops, but I don't want to completely, give up everything I've built. So I realise it isn't almost like small little changes to going outside in the morning when I'm feeling foggy, and then I can come back and do some work and I feel okay, or taking my work outside. And it just is really hard to live that life when everyone else is on a bit of a schedule and grinding and hustling. And I think it's quite easy to think that you've got to make some big drastic changes, or, you know, business isn't for you. But what I've learned is that it's unique for everyone. And some people love that. They can sit in front of the computer for your screen for so long. But I can feel my head just goes all foggy and I feel like irritated and irritable. And I think part of it is screen stuff. It's like, but I've noticed the more and more I have antidotes to it. So, you know, playing guitar, knitting, drawing, going to life drawing classes, going out in nature, making soup, things like that. They help sort of balance out the screen time. And then I come back and I can do it and it's fine. But without these little moments in nature and the walks, I just immediately start feeling trapped and awful. And that's why my brand's called Creative Wilderness, because my creativity comes from the adventures. And I know when I give myself space to go off in my camper van as well, I come back feeling so much more inspired. So for me, I don't think a fulfilling business for me is not in front of a screen all the time. And I have to accept that, and also have to accept that my productivity is a little bit less because I can't sit that for that long. I start getting a bit tetchy and I need to get outside. But I know that when I come back and I'm in the zone, I get so much work done. But I have to kind of go with my energy levels and just accept certain days aren't for pushing through, which is very hard to train yourself to that, because I think your head wants you to push through and it wants you to keep working and it wants you to be able to do it like everyone else is doing it. But I've noticed that this week. I've noticed I did too much work on the screen on Monday. I loved it, but I started putting some videos up onto YouTube and recorded like my brand kit customization behind the scenes thing. But then the next day I was really struggling with the screen, and I'm still recovering with long COVID. So some of that it does affect your brain a little bit with the cognition. So I know that I'm a little bit more sensitive than I would normally be, but also it's made me think maybe I always did feel this tetchiness and need to get outside. I just wanted to share that, and I'd love to hear in the comments if you experience the same, if you need that regular time outside, and that you don't want to completely give up the screen work, but also you know you need a bit of a balance. And I think the key thing is to just find those things that balance us and see time and time again how the little habits impact us positively, so that we don't need to completely give it up, but we just need to make small shifts that make us feel a bit more alive and like we're not kind of trapped. So that's my little thoughts from the wilderness, voice note from the wilderness today.